12-12-12 was a unique date that will not be repeated for a century. Unfortunately, 12-12-12 also represents the day with the announcement of the sale of Sparrows Point Cold Mill that a century of steelmaking as we know it has come to an end. I have spoke with representatives of Hilco, which is the partner who acquired the RG Steel site, and their job was to market the asset and, if unable to do so, to sell it off. Hilco indicates that they have done significant marketing around the world. They have showed the plant to a number of suitors. Hilco indicates there is no interested party who wants to operate steel making in place. Their statement is, quote, "It is unlikely, if not impossible, that an integrated steel mill operation will ever reopen," end quote. They indicated they would have loved for a buyer to come in, that they have had success with other industries in returning them back to viability, and citing a former GM plant that they were able to successfully revitalize. But at this point, they have indicated that they are going to liquidate every remaining asset and bring the structure down to the ground. It's obviously very sad news for those of us in Baltimore County. I did speak with Joe Rossell, who is the president of the Steelworkers, and frankly, he was angry. And he has a right to be angry. I will tell you that no one has worked harder over the past 18 months than Joe Rossell to prevent this day from happening on behalf of his workers. I've also had conversations with our federal and state partners in government. Governor O'Malley shares our concerns, and we noted that the recent reports in the news that there is a worldwide glut of steelmaking. There's a plant in Germany that is down to its knees right now. So this is not unique to us here in the United States, nor particularly in Baltimore County. Senator Cardin also expressed his great sadness that this day has occurred. And I know that the governor is going to continue his outreach, and we talked about what efforts he expects to do to see if there's any other opportunities. I had a great conversation with Senator Mikulski, and Senator Mikulski wanted it believed that we owe it to our steel workers to be straight with them. And she said they want to know two things. Are they getting their jobs back? And if not, is there a safety net in place? Well, as to the first, we don't have hope. But as to the second, we do have help. We have, and with me, I'm sorry, is Dan Gunderson, our Director of Economic Development, and Ed Fangman, who is the chief of our Employment and Training Workforce Division. Today, by using United States Department of Labor National Emergency Grant Fund, we will be doubling our staff, effective today, to provide outreach for the displaced workers. We have obtained, and we're grateful to our federal partners and our state partners, $1.4 million plus another $400,000 that we will be using to promote job search skills and job readiness workshops for displaced steel workers. We're also utilizing state trade adjustment act funds that will be able to provide continued unemployment benefits and extended benefits, as well as potentially pay differential for steel workers, former steel workers who obtain new jobs that don't pay as much as they did earn for a period of time. In conjunction with CCBC, Community College of Baltimore County, they have an academic advisor on site at our East Point Center, which is now going to be the central location for all of these job retraining and outreach efforts for our displaced steelworkers in Baltimore County. And I do want to express my appreciation to all of our county agencies that are really coming together, working well to provide benefits. For example, our Department of Planning is conducting foreclosure workshops. Our Department of Health and Human Services is providing crisis team outreach. Our Department of Aging is providing workshops for caregivers of elderly parents and how these workers can take care of their elderly parents. Our police department is offering hiring opportunities. Our Department of Libraries is allowing use of their facilities for a lot of these programs. And even our Department of Human Resources has expedited the hiring of these caseworkers that we're using the federal grant to fund. So I appreciate all of their efforts as well. We're saddened by this turn of events, but we, at the same token, are bullish on our future here. And I just want people to know we're tough here in Baltimore County. We get knocked down, we're getting back up. And we're going to bring thousands of jobs back to this peninsula. We have a game plan in place. We've been ready for this moment. And I'm particularly pleased with the development of our Sparrows Point partnership, which began earlier this year. And the other partner in the acquisition of the RG Steel site, ELT, is the landowner. They are a full participant now with the Sparrows Point Partnership. And quite frankly, we expect ELT, as the landowner, to make our future happen. They have a responsibility as that landowner to participate with us in our future with the Sparrows Point Peninsula. And we envision that this large acreage can provide jobs of the future that are port-related, opportunities for logistics, opportunities in advanced manufacturing, opportunities for distribution, and opportunities, importantly, for clean energy. So all of these are consistent with the current zoning of industrial manufacturing that is on this peninsula –